everybody, welcome to the show. I think now I got the tweet out. Damon's here. He's settled in, and you know he was out of breath because he was running around his crib. But now we're all settled and we're ready to go. So I appreciate you guys coming out, all of you guys on the live show. Appreciate you. If you're on YouTube, much love, leave a like. And if you're watching on your way to work, appreciate you as well. So let's start it, bro. Damon, dude, welcome to the show. I think you did one like way back. I think you did like one of the first episodes. So it's been a minute, bro, since World War II.
Oh, yeah, maybe I did do one in World War II. I was going to say, it's long enough that I honestly don't really remember.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was either a podcast or one where you like came in with Sloss for a little bit. I actually did one of these with Sloss. That's why that's wild to think about. But welcome back. Usually with everybody, we like start with like talking about how the year started for them. But we talked to your teammate, and obviously the year started pretty shitty for you guys. And since you've recently retired, we're going to talk about the beginning of your career, brother. So, like, when did you start? I don't even know all these details. Like, when did you start gaming competitively, I guess? And, like, when did esports get put on your radar?
Well, I got an Xbox, and I think the first game I played was Call of Duty 3. It was so fun, though. I'd play it over this goddamn game. But,
We canceled that game.
Walls and shit in that game. At least I knew where someone was gonna spawn.
That's so true.
Yeah,
as it was. It,
COD 2 was just so good that we're like, no.
No joke, Damon. Yeah. We played COD 2 and it was great. And then that game came out and we played it for, I'm not even joking, 3 days and we canceled it.
Yeah, I mean, all I did was go inside the walls and like elevator glitch, like with two controllers. Like, yeah, I could see why no one would want to play that. Who played COD 2 seriously? It'd be like playing Black Ops 4 and then playing IW. Or MW. Yes. You'd be like, why am I here?
Back then, we weren't like, we didn't have to play any game, right? So
yeah.
All of us got together, we're like, why are we doing this? We're going back. And I was like, yeah, word. And we just did.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably like, realistically, what, like 500 of us? And we were just like, fuck this game. And we went back and it was lit enough to where we had enough people. So
where you never had to wait for a match or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then after COD 3 came out, I mean, that was my first console game. So I was like, damn, y'all, I'm pretty nice. But I didn't know of anything. I was just like, I'm pretty good at these games. All right. And then Halo 3, I think Halo 3 came out after that.
Did it?
I think it went Halo 3, then COD 3.
During MW2, like the first... Or ooh, the second year.
It came out in 07. So it did, no, Damon's right.
The second year of COD 4, I want to say.
Or I the feel first. Like, I feel from what
no,
I remember,
Damon's right.
I think I played Halo 3 and then I played COD 4.
No, Damon's right because Halo 3 came out in 07, and that and like the same time that COD 3 came out.
Yeah, I think it was like. Okay. So yeah, then I started playing Halo a lot, and that's like where I found competitive gaming. I didn't like play Halo competitive at all. All I did was like play SWAT and stuff. But and then COD 4 came out, and some guys I was playing because all I played was Hardcore Search, and these guys were like, "Hey, let's play on the site game battles, blah blah blah." And then I started playing GB on COD 4, but I only played Hardcore TDM and Hardcore Search, and I played that all the way until I guess World at War had come out, and near the end, I think I may have like tried playing a PCL or whatever the hell they were called.
Yeah, Pro Circuit Ladder.
And I don't really remember if I even tried to play it or I may have played some. I don't know. I know I signed up for one. Might not have played it though. But yeah, then I played World at War. I still play TDM, Hardcore, and Hardcore Search only. And I know a lot of people like still played COD 4 because
we played that 2 years.
Yeah, it like it had a pro scene and everything. I mean, John, we had
national champ.
I was gonna say. So he definitely was one of them. But yeah, I started playing World at War. I played that. It was basically like nowadays when a new COD comes out, you just play the new one. Mm-hmm. I was one of the guys who played the new one. Even though it definitely was a little different. I don't know what Marky B's saying.
Yeah, he said I have a clip of me world starring Damon on World at War.
Like why?
Yeah, he's got it in his photo bucket. Wait, Damon. So before you finish that though, you played COD 4 hardcore. Do you remember what was the dude's name? Like the best hardcore player. Everybody's saying he should have went pro. Do you guys remember his name, John?
COD 4? That guy was garbage.
You remember though? We gave him a chance, dude. We put him into customs, and he was trash. But he was supposed to be super good. Like he was like the god of hardcore. I forgot his freaking name.
Oh, that's what it was. Bevel said it. P11.
I remember P11. Yo, Bevels remembers him.
P11.
They wouldn't agree to play. My team was Fear at the time. They wouldn't agree to play us in anything besides hardcore. I'm like, fuck it, fine. We'll play you hardcore.
Yeah.
And we just absolutely destroyed those kids. Like, I think the hardcore scene was just so different back then. They thought they were so good. Like, that's all that. This is the real game.
It definitely was it wasn't the same at all. Like, hardcore was just like pre-fires, wall bangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It like you weren't actually like fighting people. You know what I mean? Like,
what game? What gun did you use? Because we went into it all using like M16s and MP5s, and they were like laughing at us.
Well, the M4 was amazing.
Or the M4s and whatever the LMG was that it was, because you just banged walls and you get a kills. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I remember using a lot of like silence M16s.
Yeah.
Like M16 deep, like everything deep impact, obviously. Like,
yeah.
Bro, that P11 guy was cheeks, though. He's supposed to be so good. I will give it to him, though. He actually did try. He tried to compete out of all those guys, but then
there was no shot they were ever going to be able to do anything.
Like, it's crazy to think.
They're just so different.
Like, COD has had so many games within a game. Like, hardcore had its own community, and then there's, like, so many different game modes. They had so many communities within a community back then, mm-hmm. and, like, I thought, like, yeah, dude, competitive is just, like, the only one, bro. There's just so many people playing pubs and shit.
Yeah, you literally could play anything.
Anything, dude. There's, like, the YouTubers where you used to roast them. You'd be like, ah, you're a YouTuber. You're whack.
That's why I think, like, I kind of liked playing World at War a lot because I was still, like, a pub kid, like, because I never got into the, like, super, like, MLG aspect of COD 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all the ladder was, I mean, it was map gen. So I would play search, war, domination, sabotage, and TDM. Like, that's all you played. Or you just played, God, I don't even know. You would play like TDM only matches on the match finder, S&D only, sabotage only, war only. War still probably the best game mode that has never been remade.
Yeah.
But yeah, you would play it all, and hell, I even played. I would play teams who were like 99-0 and radar always on TDM. Beat them. I literally played everything. But I didn't really switch to I guess map gen or like
variant
a competitive thing. In World at War for like maybe two or three seasons, and the beginning part was when like Dr. Pepper was still sponsoring ladders, and I think that's when Pad and Merc and a couple other people played. So like since I missed out on that, like I was probably looked down upon a little bit. But after that, I put everyone in a chokehold, and I think I won like eight MLG ladder or 8 GB ladders in a row.
You won the team ladder?
I won like all. Dude, I had such a good team.
Bro, weren't those the days though? Like just coming home from school, getting on and playing team ladder matches, like watching your team climb. I don't know if you guys remember, but I used to before hopping on the bus in the morning, I'd load up my team and look at where we were on the ladder and just get hyped. Like, yeah, I'm that guy.
I used to check where we were on the ladder like every 30 minutes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, who's winning? Who's winning right now? Like, there's no way. Who did they beat?
I didn't have to check that.
Damon, did you play with anybody back then on any of those teams that like went pro later on? And then that is either still a pro
went
or
went pro. The only person that I can like kind of remember, I don't even know if you guys would know him, but I think his name was Snipers.
Oh, I remember him. Black Ops 1.
Black Ops 1.
Yeah, he was good, dude.
Yeah, he played.
He's kind of a weird guy.
He played World at War. Yeah. He was in my chat the other day, but
I teamed with him.
Yeah, I played with him in World at War. There was another guy I played with who. It's funny, when I went to do that MLG ladder in COD 4, this one guy disappeared, never seen him again. And then there's this other guy named Glass Moon in World at War, and it was like my duo and I have no idea what happened to him. He literally disappeared one day. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. But like I said, I don't know. That's like what really got me into it. Like, I remember one day I was at football practice, and that's like 45 minutes away. And I think my practice started like 2 hours before the playoffs would start.
Okay.
Like, I'd be driving home and I'd be like messaging my friends. I'm like, yo, you have to get on my account and like lay the map.
Yeah.
I get home, log into my account, and like we like ended up winning, but it was just, I don't know. It was just so different back then.
Way different, dude. Like
how serious the GB ladder playoffs were.
Dude, they were serious. I was in one of those. I did not win it. That
gold crown.
It's because people would just, like you said, they just wouldn't show up. Like, I had a teammate when I was one of those, and he just vanished. Oh, like, yeah. Forever. Like, forever. Like, you guys, Xbox taken away or something, and he just could never get back on. He came back with a new alias. Just crazy, dude. Oh, how God, fun
forgot,
it was, though.
I forgot about those days, dude. Like, yeah. Where your teammate's Xbox could just be gone.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, like, if something happened to somebody's hardware, they would just, like, go to the store and get another one. And they'd be back in, like, 3 minutes. Back then, like, they'd be like, oh, I got the red rings or something.
Bro.
They'd be out of condition. Like, oh, he's chalked.
Dude, the red rings might have been, like.
He's chalked.
Can we talk? Dude, the red rings were a nightmare. How many times did you guys get red rings, being honest?
Like, I think I got it, like, once, honestly.
I had one Xbox that got it, and that Xbox is doomed forever. That was the saddest thing.
Bro, I had an Xbox that literally had no cover on it at all. It was straight metal. Like, straight up metal. I got red rings so much, dude. It's just overheat. That shit was terrible, man.
The most pissed I ever was, it had to have been a little bit after COD 4, or maybe in World at War, but I had, like, I don't know, I must have had over 100,000 gamer score, and my account got hacked, and I think the guy bought Guitar Hero songs with my mom's credit card or something like
Damn.
That. But I can never get it back.
Y'all remember that time too? It was the same time that we're talking about when there was hackers were running rampant on COD, dude. They had us shook, dude. People were getting swatted, hacked, everything back then. That was
I definitely got.
Bro, MW2. MW2 was when COD was at its highest level of toxicity, in my opinion. The COD community.
Yeah, I mean, that's when like the JTAGs became a thing, I think.
Bro, I was shook. MW2, MW3, yeah. Those were the most toxic years of COD, bro. But yeah, that's when you start, like, Black Ops 1, right, Damon? That was when you really started taking stuff serious, I guess. Like, and it was towards the end of the season, too, right?
Black Ops 1. No, I think it was MW2.
MW2. Did I play
I just never, like, my team wasn't that good, but honestly, if I would have been on a good team, like, it was probably
being good at that game. Who was the first pro to, like, really give you a chance at the high level? Like,
it was, like, Mins. I don't know if they were pros, but Mins, Regret.
I remember Regret. Brian.
Brian, fucking, and Simply Black, white guy.
Oh, yeah. We played. His name was Simply Black.
They were the homies. We played MW2. We played on Xbox, and I think we got, like, top 8 in the first one. Then Brian ended up buying me a PS3 to play the MW2 one. And the only thing I remember is just, nice. Like, I'm in Canada, right? The only thing I really remember, playing on Vexed and Dream Crazy. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Vexed, Dream Crazy, maybe. I don't know who the other two were. But, like, I would two-bar on Vexed host. It was the worst host I'd ever played on in my life. And I swear we always ran into them and lost. But yeah, that's like probably where I first started like playing competitively pretty seriously. But I don't know. I could just never get a win. I was just like I would finish every game. It didn't matter who we played with. I'd have like 80 kills in demo.
Jeez.
But
Jesus.
I was just like, I was just a kill whore. Like,
you got good you were really good at MW3 because I remember my team was good at that game. And I remember playing against you. I was like, this guy's nasty, bro. You created the spawn nade. Remember that? I remember that. That was huge. What team were you on that game?
It was me. Well, I was on two. I was one with Proof, Twiz, and Too Quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also played with Haggy, App, and maybe Too Quick.
Yeah, by this time, Damien was established with those
two. Yeah, at that point, like...
he had been with Rambo and Black Ops 1.
People might not know it now, but at the time, like, those scenes with Too Quick on it were, like, Too Quick was seen as, like, the premier AR player, I guess you'd say.
Mind-blowing, brother.
Yeah, by that, right? That is actually crazy to think about. But, like, a lot of people nowadays won't even know who the hell he is.
Yeah, probably not.
But, yeah, Damien's... by that time...
Well, he hadn't caught a dub yet to that at that point, right? He hadn't gotten a win
yet. No, I hadn't been to a LAN yet. Like, the only one I was going to go to,
Yeah, you did. You didn't go to a LAN in Black Ops 1?
You teamed with Rambo. You teamed with Rambo, yeah.
Yeah, but MW3 was after Bops 1.
Oh, okay, yeah. My first one, I placed... I don't know. I placed, like, top 8 or something, maybe, or 9th, 10th, or 11th. I just remember, who did I lose to? I probably lost to... Slacked because Huddle's dad would just yell at us.
That guy was toxic.
Yeah.
You know, that dude used to scream, dude.
Dude, maybe first event? I don't know. One of the events, all I know is, dude, almost beat. I think we almost went game 5 versus Leverage when I was still on Young Guns. We had like a crazy, like, OT on firing range CTF where. They capped first, and I think we captured... We only had, like, 19 seconds or something to cap the flag. It was crazy. It did some crazy shit. But, yeah, I think we lost game 4. I don't know. I mean, Black Ops 1, honestly, it was... That game, I kind of treat it how I have, like, the last few. Like, I liked it a lot at first, played a lot. The second half, I didn't give a shit about it. It was not fun at all.
Dude, And that game was, I thought it was terrible.
Boring.
The beginning was fun.
Resident Sleeper COD I had played.
It had two guns. The maps were all gray. Dude, the end of that season, my team was me, Kalani, Served, and Nade Shot. We were so bad, dude.
It was more viable. You could use the 74U and stuff, but then they nerfed it to the ground. And then it was like, all right, well.
Yeah, like the core of the game, like, I mean, once again, it was better than this game, but it was just boring. Like,
it was a very boring game. It was super slow, and the best players were just the best players. Like, bro, anybody, I don't know, that the teams were so stacked in that game. Like, that's one of the games with the most stacked teams where you just literally didn't have a chance if you weren't on one of those teams. Like, there were good players, outliers on other teams, but, like, Leverage and Optic were just going to win. They are just better. Yep. Rambo was literally a grown man playing against a bunch of children, just frying us with his intellect. Literally, I did not even know what rotating was back then.
Hey guys, this is Ian Happ from the Chicago Cubs. I'm excited to announce that my show, The Compound, is now part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Join me and my teammates Dakota Mekas and Zach Short. This week, we welcome Cubs first baseman, World Series champion Anthony Rizzo to The Compound. Check it out. Subscribe. The Compound on the Blue Wire Podcast Network.
But yeah, that game. And then, obviously, Black Ops 2 was when you pretty much just took off, bro, with your squad. Because a lot of people will say, a lot of pros, if you talk to them, will say, it's because you guys didn't have, like, jobs or anything. You weren't going to school, and you're just grinding hardpoint all day long, which kudos to you guys. Like, obviously, that was very smart. What do you think gave you guys such a huge edge early in that game? Do you think it was that?
Well, I just think I fucking had waited 3 years to play with good people, finally. I think I was already ahead of people. I was just too smart. I don't know, and I could shoot.
Yeah.
I was a really good kill whore. I think that's what it was.
They added streaks, and you were a kill whore. So it was great.
It's just like, I also was like, I don't know. Like, I was also like a really cheesy player. I mean, I lived for the MMS and all that shit. Like, nowadays, all the it's like, you know, one of them, Lamar's like, later. I don't know. I get it, though, but it's, like, crazy. Back then, it was like a free-for-all at first. Like,
yeah.
Fucking use whatever.
And wasn't it just... Either, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know where I was going to go with that.
Wasn't it just... We've been GAing stuff in COD since the beginning of COD, though, right?
Bro, it was way better when we had more shit, John. So much better.
Definitely is good that we are getting rid of shit.
I agree. I'm just thinking back to Black Ops 2, though, all the shit we had. Like, once we got rid of the cheesy shit by having, like, EMPs, stuns, nades, all different things that we had, bro, and you had to sacrifice certain things. So you were either getting naded or stunned. Like,
don't know. I loved it.
It's definitely good that we did that. But, like, at least in that game, like, you probably could not say it for these games. Like, there was almost a counter or something to stop the other person from using that.
Yeah.
Like, if I had MMS, you have cold-blooded. Or, you know, like, if there was a turret, you have EMPs.
But you couldn't counter everything.
For the most part. But, like, it was like you were getting stunned or you were getting, I don't know.
No, I'm saying that was what was good about it.
Yeah, it was good. But, like, yeah, nowadays, it's like a must that you have to, like, we have to GA things.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, the perks haven't made sense in, like, three games. Actually, last year wasn't too bad, I don't think. But, I mean, World War II.
It was a nade fest.
Whatever the hell they added to that game, the divisions. I mean,
they were tweaking, dude.
That was shocked. And then the perks in this game, I don't think there's more than three perks that work in competitive. So that's that. So that obviously you have to get rid of other stuff.
Bro, World War II was a nightmare game to me, bro. You were getting blown up everywhere you went. You're just in the hill like I'm gonna die to a grenade. Like if you weren't hitting your nades, like you're costing your squad.
I mean, honestly, in a way, this game is almost it.
What's in the chat, heck? Dude? We gotta ban these guys.
Oh my god!
What is happening?
You just got botted.
7:49 Twitch by 9:40. What the fuck, dude?
15:30,
somebody.
15:30. Right.
How do you put your chat in sub only mode or?
You gotta do it in follower only mode.
What the fuck?
Can't
dude?
You like?
What Antar?
Seesaw's taking it. Seesaw's taking us out, bro.
What Antar? Wait.
There you go. Follower only.
There you go. Good looks.
Was World War II, right? So World War II, getting on that game was fucking complex. I don't know why. For someone who didn't play competitively, I got on. I was like, I've been playing COD for years, and navigating the menus and all the divisions and shit. I'm like, what?
Oh yeah.
Just to get on the game and get blown up everywhere I went. Like what the fuck? I was like, yo, what? That shit was so weird.
And like I said, I mean, that's until the trophies like started to kind of work in this game. That's like the first, I don't know, 3-4 months was.
No, I think we're
trophies.
Good now.
I swear didn't work.
No, they didn't. Then they got like. People said they got overbuffed, but I don't know. Yeah.
At least they work. Like
exactly, trophies need to work. We're gonna have them.
I'm gonna search on YouTube what these guys botted in our chat. U9999 download and update. All right, listen, chat. I just YouTube that. Do not follow those instructions. But if you follow, you're probably an idiot and deserve it. But all right, moving on. So, Impact, your squad, bro. You guys were dominant, bro, at the first four tournaments. Where do you think that team stacks up? Like, if you had to rank your three best teams in the history of your career, like, where does that one go?
History. I mean, I think it'd have to be third.
Third? Like, okay. First and second?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's too many, like, accolades for the other ones. Like, and they were, like, we played more with those other ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, even I think if I never left to go play with Envy, like you guys said earlier, biggest regret. It wasn't really a regret, but that was probably the dumbest shit I did. I was, because, I mean, I joined that team.
Well, your whole career could have been different if you didn't do that, so maybe not, because your career ended up being pretty fucking nice after that still.
Yeah, I think it worked out for him.
Yeah, I think it worked out, brother.
All right, so what's your number one and two then? Which would you say is your most dominant team?
I mean, probably, like, Cole. I've always said this.
That's what I mean.
Like, the OG team was good, but we never fucking always played like right. Like we weren't fucking banging out a million kills a game. Like, like the Cole one, we could have done anything. Like,
it was less stressful.
Playing right, yeah. And the Optic team, like I said, I've said it plenty before. Like, the times we won, it was like a collective thing of like getting kills, but we were also playing pretty fucking smart. It didn't always happen.
So, on Cole, who were like your biggest opponent, like your biggest competition? You felt like, and then moving on Optic, your biggest competition, like who were like your rival to you?
On Cole, biggest rival. Well, to be fair, until we started playing Counter-Strike, like no one. And then by that time, we weren't a fucking team. So
that's actually pretty true.
That's where that went. Like, I mean, X Games came around and was like, oh, there's no prize. And like back then, we were just little kids. Like, why the hell am I playing for a medal?
You didn't care about the pride of winning it. Yeah.
Tell you what, I cared the next time, but the first time, I was like, dude, why the hell am I here with Tony Hawk and Bob
and Wee Man?
Like, yeah, like what am I doing here with these guys? I don't, this doesn't make sense. Like, I used to play their video games. Like, I'm sitting here and there's fucking dirt bikes revving up in the background.
And we're in a hot ass tent.
Oh, yeah. That was rough.
Dude, I remember that X Games. It was just the timing of that one was weird because it was like right after Champs. And we had all made a lot of money and we were like, I don't want to play this shit. Like, it was a weird couple of weeks because it was after Champs. We had PAX, which was like $0, like $4,000. And we had X Games and we were like, what the fuck?
There was Niagara too. It was like the weirdest because we went on the Niagara. We went from Champs. We were playing on the Xbox One. And then Niagara, we went back to the...
Remember Niagara, Ant?
Niagara was like, lit, bro.
I think you were there when I fell down that big ass hill.
Yeah, I was there. Well, dude, you fucking beat me in the finals of that tournament.
Yeah, I know.
We won the winner's bracket and you guys beat us back to back, bro.
Dude, that was
everyone knew that was happening.
Wait, hold up. Niagara was the event that we went back to play in the 360. We played on the one. Yeah, I didn't even hear what you said that. Bro, that pissed me off. I remember that, dude. Oh my god, because I liked the one way better, dude. And I remember we had to go back to that controller. It just pissed me off. Who was like really? Oh, it was like Killa and Ricky and them. They were like terrible on the one. They were super good on 360. I remember that. They ended up getting top four of that tournament. But yeah, dude. Ghost was a pretty good year. Your team blew up at the end of that one. Is there anything you wish you did differently that year?
That year. No, probably the best thing I did after that team was yell at Doug, because we got to the tournament and he fucking did what I told him to do and we won.
You guys won that tournament. You guys beat us at that tournament. I don't know if you remember.
I've been telling him forever. It was like, Doug, capture the B flag. I look over you with the Remington and I kill them all. But he would just push out thinking he was like, fuck it. He thought he was like a superstar or something. He'd always push out the bus and I'd get on and be like, Doug, you died. What am I doing, man? Then eventually, like, we got to the tournament. He sat on the flag and I just look over like, you see, Doug.
Look at the chat, dude.
That video is like famous.
I can hate that video, but like.
We were way different back then, bro. Damon, you were making videos why I'm better than Neslo. Like, it's like it's clearly a dark point in his life.
When they asked that dude, Marky B, bro, there was the left side of the B-Dom crate you could shoot through, and I knew forever, and no one knew. And we played Marky B's team, and I had an LMG, and I killed a couple of them through it. It was so funny. I had no idea. Feels bad.
Game was so cheesy his whole career, bro.
His whole career, bro.
Then they started banning everything, man.
Damon was just an evolved.
Now, bro.
Damon was the talented Sloss, dude. It was the same player, but Damon was more talented.
Actually, crazy. All the ghosts, all I did was LMG or
that was so
Camp
toxic,
of the Remington.
Bro. That's what I did.
Yeah, like literally.
That was so fun.
I couldn't get top red though, because I had fucking Pat.
Oh yeah, Pat would demand top red.
Well, to go top red, you needed a team that constantly hit your red door, over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And Pat wasn't doing that for you, so.
Yep.
But yeah. All right.
From Ghost, which is the biggest, in my opinion, the biggest switch in COD ever in COD history, is Ghost to AW. So you start AW on Optic Nation. Let's not talk about that.
No. Let's talk about it for a second. They were ass.
They were garbage.
And Damon was also cheeks. Damon was cheeks on that team.
Well, almost got 1v4'd at champs to go 5-5 or something.
Yo, knock Damon.
You know what I said going after that?
Knocked you out of champs that year.
If y'all would have told me it was Joe that was the last guy, man, I would have fucking just ego challenged hard in his career.
I was so happy when Joe.
I don't know what happened, but I was like, oh, man.
Dude, it was Damon versus Joe in a 1v1, bro. Thank God.
But we knocked them out of champs, bro. I was so happy because Sloss was talking so much shit. Nato actually went crazy in that series. But yeah, anyways.
I mean, we had no business even making it that far.
Yeah. Well, you were fine.
We were never going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had like a top 4 KD.
The Optic Nation champs?
Actually, I might have had like the third best
KD. No, you were frying that tournament. Actually, Sloss played good too.
The only series... I like Kostas in the most important series, though, because we were playing fucking Burns and Anticities.
Yeah.
It was game five, Terrace. Was that the map? Terrace? The pool?
The pool one, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Dude.
And I remember game four, something crazy happened, and Mir like gets up and gets hype and rips his mix amp out, and the lights above us, it was like the sun gods were like beaming down on us. And I'm just sitting there fucking twisted, and I'm sweating, and like, bro, I couldn't, my thumbs are just sliding all over my sticks, dude.
You're shooting circles. Yeah, you're in the blender.
I just got waxed, man. Mm-hmm. I was sat there for 30 minutes.
Oh my God, hold on.
Fire game.
Guys, I remember what he's talking about. So the Saturday at that COD Champs.
Oh,
the like AC broke. No. The AC was broken that day at Champs. I don't know if you guys remember it. John, you were at that Champs, right?
I was at the Champs.
Dude, the AC was broken, and it was so fucking hot in there. Damn, do you remember that?
I remember. Someone gave me like a fucking little baggie that had G Fuel in it. That shit didn't even help. Or no, Gamer Grip.
Bro, like, dude. It didn't help. They were handing us...
The recruit bots could have did more than me game five. And that was winners versus fucking Burns, Anticity, and I don't know who else. And, like, it should have been a free dub.
It's in BL Fire.
It should have been the freeze
dude,
dub.
Dude, it was so hot. It was because they had fans in there for, like, the first time we ever had, like, public fans, I think.
They had 30 lights looking down on me, man. I remember it.
Bro, it was horrible. So hot. All right, hold on.
Then we go lose to you guys and... I remember going outside, just fucking turn, and I kicked a fire hydrant. Next thing you know, Vaughn, I think I turn around and Vaughn's there, and he's like, "Don't worry, man. Like next year will be better."
Oh man,
I mean, you're coming off back-to-back champs wins at this point too. I didn't think about that. You're coming off back-to-back champs wins in game five to BO Fire and shit.
What a team, bro. Yeah, TP. You, Mir, and Sloss.
That was like the worst because I was like slapping people, but like I just like we sucked. It didn't matter.
Dude, what a team. I can't even imagine what practice was like. You, TP, Mir, and Sloss.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most interesting teams.
Oh, ever. Yeah. Wait, Swan was on that team originally, wasn't he? Who was he? Swan, yeah. I'm like almost positive Swanee was on that team originally. Whatever. Who cares?
I don't remember.
After that, so how do you end up on basically the Optic Dynasty team that you stay on for the next 3-4 years?
Why do you think I stayed on Optic Nation that long?
Optic, brother.
Knew something was going to happen eventually.
So part of you already knew that Nade was going to retire or slash get dropped?
I didn't know. All I know is... Hector was like, dude, just wait. And I'm like, all right, after I don't know how long I was on that team, I'm like, all right, this is getting old. Like, how much longer am I sitting here? Like, and the clip's deleted. I don't know if you guys remember the fucking dual LMGs in the league.
I remember
match.
That on Biolab.
That thing is, it's gone. I don't know where it is, but like, yeah, I got to that point where it was just like, da-da-da-da-da-da, like, I was over it. Like, someone fucking save me now, man.
Their team was so ass. I remember on Biolab, Damon had the dual LMGs on top of Green Plat, just fucking spraying.
On the back tower.
Yeah. Somebody posted in there like, Damon is giving up on COD.
I don't know. It's crazy because that team at a normal COD would have been pretty good, but switching from Ghost... to AW, that team was fucking awful.
Yo.
Like, yeah.
The thought process that goes into COD was in AW was pretty much out of the like it was.
Oh dumb. Yeah.
Like,
so being
going there and fucking trade. That's it.
Yeah. Being on the winningest team of that game, it was the worst game we've ever had. Would you agree? I hated that game.
AW?
It had to be up there.
It was like thought process and just any type of strategy. AW, what do you think?
I don't know. Like, S&D was pretty good.
What?
AW?
Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
In your opinion, what was the best AW S&D map? Let's see. We had Solar, Recovery.
Man.
I don't know, because sniping was fun as shit in it.
Oh, well...
There's no way. There's no way.
Because you can run an ASM double flip overkill.
Game playing right now. AW's the worst.
Three story. We could just jump from three story to three story.
Well, I didn't play this game.
This game.
I don't compete in this game.
Not even fucking close. I'll play AW with a broken hand before I play this.
Three story on AW.
Huh?
It is only played in S&D.
Harris.
Riot. There you go. Thank you. Riot.
Oh, where I hit the Sam and Nada with the Blizzy.
I mean, you could literally have a sub and just overkill, double jump over a wall. Like, that game was insane, dude. You were a do-it-all. Like, you could 1v4 at any moment in AW.
Wait, that's what was missing. When we got to, like... I mean, fuck. We played a lot of tournaments, and we lost to FaZe a bunch. But near the end, like, I was really good at search with Optic Nation. And I was just like, yo, like, Matt, I know you're nice with the sniper, but, like, dude, I'm ass. I've been ass all year on this team in search. Like, I need the sniper rifle. I think I sniped the last two events, but I don't know. It helped a lot at Worlds, so.
Yeah, tournament was crazy, bro.
You guys definitely went down as, like, in everyone's eyes, as the best AW team. Like,
yeah, easily. I mean, they were just a pain in the ass. Like, you fucking have to deal with Clay and then Tommy, like, it was a really good fucking game for them.
Yeah, that game was made for Zuma, dude.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know. Like, Hook. I think, like, at that point, like, when I joined that team, like, I kind of just, like, I feel like it's the only reason I probably stuck around, like, oh, man, I'm not going to use this comparison because I'd feel bad, but, no, like.
Say it.
I was going to say, like, for example, like, someone like Cap, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, there's a lot of players who, like, I feel like never really changed their play style or, like, adapted. And I feel like once I joined Optic, like, there's no way I was ever playing how I ever did before. Like, I feel like I changed so much as a player, like, from when I joined Optic till probably the very end. And it probably made, like, even playing on a new team harder. Because I just got, like, inserted into, like, a weird mindset or, like, certain way I had to play.
So you went from being, like, so...
intelligent to
headless. You went from being, like, a key setter. You went from a kill whore to basically having to be someone that...
Yeah, like before that, like, I literally could go on the map and be like, yo, I'm doing this. You guys don't fuck up the map at all. Like, I'm fucking it up.
Okay.
I'm doing it in a good way. Like,
okay. You
all just make sure you're... not doing something wrong. And I don't know. That's just how I got kills. And then after that, I mean, I just kind of accepted, like, I'm with three really good players. Like, I'm playing that same way. And I mean, that's also, like, what I said, too, with, like, the fundamental thing. Like, I don't think we never were always 100% fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just the way those players were, to be honest.
I mean, it probably showed when you guys went to back to, like, when you guys went to World War II, that you guys were not the most, I guess, technically fundamental team.
Oh, yeah, no.
That where it's like, okay, so this guy can just kill me. Like, you have Lamar who could just stand here and kill me. Like, he's going to kill
100%. Me. 100%. We were. It, like, that's when we finally got, like, super exposed.
Yeah, because that game was so bare bones. You probably feel like that team should have won 10 more events, huh?
When? What in?
Like or in no, just in general, your Optic
in
team.
In general, yeah, for sure.
It's like, probably even just if laziness.
We were, like, even if we were playing or just not getting kills, like, dude, if we, like, always played correctly, we would have won so many more.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about how good that team was, how many events you guys could have won, and how many times you guys are in position to, like, win an event, and then... Just got choked and just got unfortunate. But you guys stuck it out for the most part, for most of the time. I was going to ask, like, other than when you guys broke up, like, when were the other times you guys were, like, close to separating the squad? Like, when you, like, just had enough?
You remember?
There's probably too many times. I mean, I don't fucking know, because you know me, like, I was probably just sitting there like, yeah, let's go, guys. And got Porter like, what the fuck are we doing? And then I got Seth like, we're not hanging out. And then it's like, Matt, where are you? I don't know. Like, dude, there was always just like something, man. Like,
yeah,
there were so many things over the years.
If there was a time that I was surprised that you guys stuck together, it was after you guys were, I would say, like a top two. At all times in Black Ops 3, you guys were a top two / top three team. And you guys got 7th place. Or top 7, top 8, whatever it was that you guys got when you guys lost to Cloud9. And then at the next tournament, Vegas, you guys got top 6. And then you guys stuck together
I remember that, yeah.
Right?
And Vegas?
It was Vegas, yeah. It was the first tournament of IW. And then there was a point where
I thought you guys were split.
I believe that you guys won this tournament, right? You guys won this tournament, but you 1v2'd Fastballa,
yeah. And you should have got knocked out top 8.
You guys should have got top 8. And like, if you guys didn't win that tournament, I feel like that probably, I think
they would have broke up.
I don't either. I think probably during that time, either Matt was leaving or I was getting dropped.
Oh, you guys got second that tournament. The chat saying,
"Oh, they got second. They lost to you."
But yeah, no, I remember people saying y'all would have broke up for sure. Yeah.
Something fucked was. I don't really remember, but it's like either. Usually either when I was probably going to get dropped or Matt was leaving. That was 100%. It was one of those things that was going to happen.
What always kept you guys together? Was it Hex?
I don't fucking know.
It was like, man, if we give this guy up, he's just going to start frying us. Like, let's just stick together.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, at the end of the day, just don't be pussies and, like, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for you guys, all you guys, obviously good that you stuck together that game because you guys ended up winning champs, right? That's awesome. And that was like breaking the optic curse or whatever you want to call it, where they got top 8 twice in a row before that. What was different about Infinite Warfare champs for you than the other ones? All right, I guess Black Ops 3, but what do you think was different between
just
those
in two? That game, like in general? Wait, are you saying from Black Ops 3 to that?
Yeah, because you guys. That team had not performed at champs before.
They were ass at SMB and Black Ops 3.
I don't know. Like, even though, like, I mean, this might sound kind of mean, but, like, Black Ops 3, I'd say, was a more, in a way, kind of like World War II. Like, kind of more traditional, even though there was still the flying and stuff. No, you know what I mean?
It definitely was.
And whereas, like, IW was more, like, AW-ish.
Definitely was.
So great. What I think, like, the big thing is, obviously, Matt was nasty at Black Ops 3. But I think, like, as a whole and how we played, IW suited us much more. Like, because it was more like a super fast-paced game, but in a different way. If that,
whoa.
I don't know, I get it.
Really, I think what hurt you guys in Black Ops 4 was, one, there was 4 game modes, so there's more you guys actually had to master.
Black Ops 3.
Black Ops 3.
That's what I meant. Black Ops 3, that's what I'm saying. There's 4 game modes in Black Ops 3, which was more for you guys to have to master, which is, like, obviously difficult. Like, you guys...
Yeah.
You guys were never that great at uplink.
So Black Ops 3, I think the ban and protect thing was just a bunch of horse shit. Like, I was at champs playing with no grip, no quick draw, fucking... I was using an XR2. Like, yeah. I didn't touch that thing all year. And it was like, people were like, oh, why didn't you practice with all those? Yeah, like, fucking tell me you're going to go scrim and someone bans Blast Suppressor.
Scrims took forever.
Fucking see you later. We'll go play someone else. Then you get to champs or those events, and it's like, dude, what am I playing right now? Like, I'm playing this fucking Jimmy with nothing I've ever used.
Nah, he's right. Because
the champs and John is body bagging with the HVK. I couldn't shoot that thing straight.
Yeah, Black Ops 3 scrims, everyone would do one set of ban and protect the first map, like Fringe, Hardpoint, or whatever. Yeah. We'd do ban and protect, and then the whole series we played with whatever the hell that ban and protect was.
Yeah, right? And if someone did something weird, someone was fucking pissed.
I hated that.
You banned stuns, or you banned this?
Yeah. Well, I played Sloss at, was it semifinals of the Stage 2 playoffs, and they banned every AR. Literally every AR.
Yeah. That was their thing, yeah.
That's I mean. Like, this sucks. Like I said, that's up there as in like one of the best games, but I think Ban and Protect kind of ruined that game for me. I thought it was stupid.
I thought we had too many maps. That was the game with the most maps. I mean, we had four game modes. We had a ton of like S&E maps, like Hunted and Evac shouldn't even have been in the rotation. That game was wild, dude.
Yeah, we didn't even practice. Like at that time, we never even practiced CTF. Like not once. I don't think any team did. It's like, dude, rotate, rat back, clutch up. Like we never. There was too much to scrim to practice CTF. That's what it is.
Damon, so World War II, I feel like nobody's ever asked you about this, but I remember like you were on the desk at World War II Champs and then like you come back for the next game and you win the first event. Like in hindsight, like you wish you played at that tournament. Like you think you could have, you don't think you could have went far in that tournament?
Probably not.
Okay. I always wondered.
I don't know. Like I don't know who I would have played with. Like I was considering playing with Donnie and them.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they played really well. Really, I don't think they placed well.
Was that Echo Fox? Who was on that team? Like,
I don't know. Donnie always talks highly of you. He's like, dude.
Yeah, I wanted to play with Don. I could have, and then I just never did every time. My fault.
His whole career, bro. You could have played with Don, man. He won. You had to have been like his favorite player, bro. He was trying to team with you that whole year, dude. That team would actually not been that bad. It would have been you, who? Yuli, Donnie. No, I'm saying who would the team have been?
I don't know who I would have played.
I don't know who they would have picked up. I mean,
maybe I would have played in
duo, right? So it had to be Nato?
No, it would have been Damon, Temp, Yuli, and one. I don't remember.
I think it was Bryce. Wait, no.
I'm saying Nato. Bryce and Yuli are like a duo at that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I mean, probably would have been Bryce, I think, honestly.
I mean, Donnie or Don in the chat could say.
Yeah, Bryce got dropped there.
Bryce got dropped. Bryce was a finesser at the time. I don't know.
Not only when I'm gone, I kept him myself. Oh, okay. So Don had full control. That would have been an interesting team. Probably would have got like top six.
Wait, you think?
Yeah, I think Damon would have helped them a lot. I don't think Damon was that bad at that game.
It's crazy.
I mean, I was really good at first, but then honestly, I think the killer in my career is that stupid fucking Cronus, man. Like,
you.
I don't think I ever did consistent ever since that. Ever since that thing became a thing, I think I was more consistent before that.
So, Damon, we had a talk about this a couple episodes ago, and the chat was roasting me, John was roasting me.
Yeah.
One, even after the cronies got updated, they definitely played a factor. Like, there were good cronies and bad cronies. Would you agree with me?
I mean, I still think there is.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Like, I agree with that. Go ahead.
I would never, like, that has probably been my most disliked thing throughout my career is the fact that we had to play with that thing. Like, I don't know. It just,
I hated it.
It never felt the same.
Ever.
Something always felt different.
Since Black Ops 3 in the studio where we used just straight up our controllers with no crony, it never felt the same. I remember how good that felt.
To this day, like the amount of times I asked if I was like, can I please, I'll play Bluetooth. I'm not playing USB. I will play Bluetooth in fucking lag, but like you're never allowed to do it. I would do that if I was still playing, if I could. But I'm not playing. And
they made it your choice in IW, I felt like, for a bit, right?
No, you only play USB because it gives you no Bluetooth.
Oh.
But it has worse input delay.
Damn, yeah, I never got over that.
I'm a tweaker, bro. I can't play anything delayed. I can't go play on a big TV.
Oh.
I can't sit far away from the monitor. Like, that shit gets to my head, and it definitely did throughout the years. Like, I just don't think it's right. Like, I've always said, like, go tell fucking Nico or Olaf Meister to go play with some adapter into their fucking keyboard or their mouse. And you tell me what he says. He'll be like, what the fuck is this, man? What the fuck? I click it, nothing come out. Like it would be, there would be a roar, an uproar, bro, in any other game. If you made someone use this shit,
yeah, they'd have
be an uproar.
I'll never forget the first Cronus event was Black Ops 3 Anaheim, and after the first match, that was the first time I ever truly felt that I had let my team down. That shit was the biggest horseshit that I ever played on my life. Like, they told us publicly, they're like, "You guys, it's just 5MS," and I'm like, "Dude, I've been playing games forever. This is not 5MS."
I could get tucked in a 0.6.
Dude, yeah, I know.
People, I get to have a 0.6 like fucking right now.
I couldn't.
I could go lose a tournament right now at a 0.6. And I'd be like, eh, but dude, nothing gets me more tight or my blood boiling than a fucking Cronus.
No, bad Cronus.
I don't care what version of it. The worst thing ever, they should have let you play with Bluetooth, and if you get delay, fuck it.
Just deal with it, right?
That is like probably one of the biggest factors of me not playing is that shit is just stupid.
I hated it, dude. I never got over my whole career. I had so many theories too.
But like you should never make someone play with something like that.
Go ahead, Damon. Also, before we're using PS4 Pros and we're using PlayStations, I had a theory, and I truly believe it. I know it to be fact that some PlayStations are better than others. And I had to get my PlayStation Switch.
Did you see COD Champs IW?
Oh, here we go.
I played in it, yeah.
For a little bit.
You see me lose Winners Finals, the most bullshit series of my career?
I swear, dude, chat, I wish you guys could understand, bro.
Series of my career, eh?
Yeah, you'd sit down sometimes, and you would actually be at a disadvantage. I promise you, bro.
I was the only one who went positive in the series, and yeah. I was getting 180 fucking people just not dying.
You know what proved it to me? The one time it got proved to me that, because I knew there was some fucking going on.
First of all.
No. To me, though, when I was like, because I know, because I'm not crazy. I was never crazy.
My champ Sunday on IW proved it.
No, ESWC, ESWC, Phase and Optic. No, ESWC, the Phase and Optic series, where they swap stations and they just fucking world side the fuck out of each other back and forth. Do you guys remember that?
You know, it was also crazy. Yeah, I do. I also remember fucking.
That was insane.
Dude, I played on one station that whole event. Yep. And, dude, I'm pretty sure on main stage, I probably had like a 1.2, 1.3. The one side station I played every other match on, Vortex body bagging me.
It was the PlayStation, bro. I sat on the same station for six matches in a row and dropped a 2.0.
Home field advantage, like the whole crowd is going nuts for you every single
No, that was not it.
Get out of here.
I'm sitting here moving my thumb left, and I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Dude, it was something with the PlayStations, bro. I'm telling you.
But I mean, like I said, the best example is Champs. Fucking, we lose to Envy. I don't. Was Winners Finals at Champs? Is that Saturday or Sunday?
I knew Damon's a real one, bro. Damon's a real one.
Well, I'm not playing, so I can just say how I feel now because I don't care.
Yeah, this is how I felt the whole time I played on that shit.
Sunday, yeah, we play and we get smoked and like. This was probably like the first time we ever went back, and like everyone was just like, dude.
Because he beat you and then lost to you twice.
No one was like mad. We were like, dude, like, was that real? Like,
yeah, that's what we used to say. We used to say, like, then, was that real? How did that, like what? I did not feel like that was legit.
And then we went and we played on the side that they beat us on all day. And LG, I don't know if we beat them all year, but every time we. Went like game five every time. I think we 3-0'd them. FaZe, I don't know, 3-0'd them. I don't think any of them could kill me. I don't know who else we played after. Oh, the one series was actually close because for an unannounced reason, I think the one night I was a little foggy and I might have. Actually, I don't even know if that was that event. But we had a close series versus Mad Cat's team. Yeah, then we get to finals, and
by the way, Chad,
I refused to play, and argued with the guys
because the PlayStation.
Yeah, I was like, we are changing them. Like, we smoked everyone that played here today, like World Star teams that we usually have close series against. And I was like, yeah, I literally will not play unless you change them. And,
so, Damon.
They changed all of ours, but I guess the Envy guys didn't want to change theirs. And then, yeah, the rest was like, yeah, it was like, it was normal again.
It was at its worst than IW. There was a time like where I was dropping like 2.0s in my league division or whatever. And I was forcing them to change my PlayStation before every series. And I was the only one. Nobody else was doing it. And I was literally frying. And I was telling them, I'm like, guys, I'm not actually playing this good. I'm literally frying you guys because of my PlayStation. Not even joking, bro.
Yeah, I mean, and like, you know, after that, you know, I remember in the lobby of the hotel, you know, after we were like celebrating, I was talking to, I don't remember his name, the refs though. And like, he has a good point. I was like, dude, like, I'm telling you, that shit's real. Like, yeah. You see what happened today? And he's like, I get it. I understand it. But, like, there is virtually and no, like, evidence, no physical proof that it is a thing.
Yeah, that's what they used to say to me every time.
Like, because it's not, right? Like, most likely.
No, I mean, it is.
It's all in your head. If you're in your head thinking, like, oh, this shit's going to make me play bad, you're probably going to play worse.
No, I mean, dude.
We didn't go into the first match thinking that.
The only reason is because I would play a series, not even be thinking about it.
The Envy was the second best team, the second best team in the game at the time. It's not possible that they just played well. And then the finals, Cap got smoked.
Well, you know, yeah, when you just lose, but
3-0'd them, didn't we, at the playoff before that?
Or 3-0, 3-1, something like that. Whatever. But Cap just got smoked. Like,
nah, bro. John, you competed, man. You know when you get clapped and you know when you lose a legit series. I mean, like, honestly, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't agree.
As much as I love talking about it, literally, there's no proof, and we can go back and forth all day.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking knows. I think it's real. John, you might not. I think it's real.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we can forget about that. I just want to know what you thought about that, because I remember that being, like, a huge thing back in the day.
I had a bad PS4. John 180'd me after putting, like, 20 bullets into his ass in Winners Finals. I don't know what you guys are smoking. I was the one positive.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, all right, whatever. But there's no proving this either way, I guess.
No, there's no proving it.
All right, anyways, let's move on. So going into this game, Damon, obviously everybody...
I'm just probably a fucking Cronus. That's probably the real problem.
Could have been.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it is a problem. You shouldn't be using that.
But honestly, anyways, Damon, you decided to retire this game. Obviously, the game played a big role in it, but, like, I can't remember if you said this earlier or not, but was that on your mind, like, thinking, like, I might retire at the end of this year before the season began?
I mean, fuck, I wanted to quit, like, after people started slide canceling. Like,
so IW?
We also skipped Black Ops 4, but...
Okay.
Wait, what game?
Oh, no. I mean, this game is the one that made you eventually retire, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, I fucking...
Or were you feeling the same thing where you just weren't enjoying playing that game?
No, I enjoyed playing it, but those four... Honestly, it was either Seth is arguing with Krim, or Deej was arguing with Krim, or Brandon was arguing with Krim, or... dude, it literally, there could have been a fucking comedy series on the Black Ops 4 season. It was a nightmare. It was so fun, but it was a nightmare. Like, we probably had no chance of winning after the first quarter of the year. Like, it was so bad some days, man. It was so bad. Like, one day I'd get on and be like, all right, these guys are arguing already. All right, see you tomorrow. And the next day I get on, then T just like, Krim, just shut the fuck up, man. I'm getting off. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And then Brandon be like, dude, what the fuck are you saying? And then that day would be done. The next day,
yeah, Seth's just
like,
imagine.
Fuck you, Krim. Krim's like, well, fuck you guys. I'm going to smoke. And then that day, and then Tyler's like, all right, guys, you know, everyone just take a breather, you know, like, work on our rotations here.
Jesus, sounds like a toxic environment.
More bad, like, Tyler literally, like, actually, I think we got
you
to
tried
the
really
point
hard,
where
man.
Krim was like, yo, Tyler, it's honestly a waste of time. Like, you should just be streaming. Don't even bother, like, coming.
I mean, he took off during that time.
What are your actual thoughts on 5v5 COD? Listen, to now that we're... second season.
I mean, I don't think it's good for COD. Like, at least competitive, I don't think it's good. I think it just... I think it almost just allows, like, one person to just do whatever they want, but, like, there's so many people on the map, and I think this game's a good example. In a way, like, at least Black Ops 4, obviously there's 10 people on the map, but you could kind of control the map still, whereas I think this game's a really good example of there being too many people on the map and it just fucking the whole game up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, squad spawns doesn't help, but I don't know. 5v5, it's just there's too many people, man. I think there's too many.
It's too crazy. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just a lot of things we need to tackle. I mean, if the game was better, the maps were better, 5v5 might not feel too horrible, but.
Like, realistically, 5v5 in the end, like, even Black Ops 4, I'd say, well, that was the only game we played 5v5, right?
Yeah.
Like, was good. The game, like, everything made sense, but even that game still was, like, just go.
Yeah, for the most part. Fly around. It was a sub-meta. I mean, 5v5 has made... I mean, obviously, the subs have still been dominant the last 2 years, but since we went 5v5, it's just been straight sub-dominance. Just go, fly, challenge everything. Just allows you to just challenge more. It just becomes more... No, it's just like toxic, bro. It's like less thinking.
Yeah, but, I don't know, but I don't think we're changing away from 5v5. But in my opinion, and probably most people's opinions, 5v5 is just not good.
Slasher in the chat says 5v5 eliminated the flex role. Would you agree with that? Is the Maddox? Would you not say the Maddox in Black Ops 4 would be like the flex role?
Nah, the Maddox was the do it all role.
Yeah. Okay.
Literally, it was the do it all role. All
right. Well,
Damon.
And this game, obviously, go ahead.
This game, there's no flex in this game. Maybe no. Nah, there's. I don't know. I don't even fucking know what I'm doing on this game. But I ran a trophy. Is that a flex? Yeah. I fucking spawn up, throw the trophy, probably die 50% of the times to throw the damn thing.
Well,
like, I don't know. I don't know.
So we have call-ins coming up. So I want to give a quick plug to that. If you guys want to call in, make sure you join the Discord and have your question ready. The wonderful FaZe Ben will get you guys in here, and you guys can ask a question to me, John, or the GOAT, Karma, if you want. So put exclamation point call in the chat, exclamation point Discord, and it'll explain how to get in here. But one more question before you start call-ins, Damon. Who is your top five Call of Duty players of all time?
I like that.
Of all time?
Yeah. On the spot. You got some time because we're going to get the guys to load up in here. So.
I've called it of all time.
Go ahead, add yourself in that.
Yeah, make sure you put yourself in that.
That's too hard, man. At least nowadays. I think it's way too hard.
Okay. Who are the five players that you hated playing against the most?
Why'd we just let them off that easy? Hated
playing the most.
Yeah, that you hated playing against the most in whatever title you want. It doesn't really matter. Like, that 2-win AW is fucking annoying.
Tommy's probably one of them.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, I'm only thinking, like, recency. And, like this year, I'd just be thinking fucking Den's laying on his dick somewhere with a fucking AR. Like, I would... I don't know, like, in this game, fucking playing, like, Shotzi or Hook, like, or anyone who slides, Illy, fucking, I don't know, like...
Oh, my God, dude.
There's like, so many.
Damon, I don't... Like,
anybody who is good because they're fucking XX, click X, like, bro, it, like, see, I'm not playing, so it doesn't matter what I say, but, like, this game is, like... giving false hopes, man. False hopes. Like, there's people who are winning who, like how? It's mind-blowing. Like, even though it's online, like...
Still, no, I get it.
I play it, so, like, I'm shit. It don't matter, but, like, some of the people that are, like, insane in this game is just fucking outrageous. And they better pray that, like, you can slide next year and do all this weird shit.
They're gonna get it. It's gonna be different.
Let me ask two things before any of the COD questions. Number one, are you sure? Like, say, what's the next game called? Cold War. So, say Cold War is fucking amazing. Are you staying retired?
Hell yeah, I'm not playing.
He's chilling, bro. Tell me being retired is not great. Dude,
I'm not getting on and scrimming every day anymore, dog. I am done getting on scrimming, man.
Hell yeah.
Maybe if Cold War comes out and the PlayStation 5 doesn't need a Cronus, like, who... But, like, that is... One, the chance the game is good are probably high. Chance of Cronus not being used, probably non-existent. Maybe if they go to PC and I can use a controller. But fuck no, dude. The Cronus is too dog shit. I'll never play with that thing again. And one, like, I don't know, bro. I like playing other games, man. Like, the one bad thing for me is, bro, like, you got some of these people, like, let me use an example. Pierce, I guess, or any of these guys, like, bro, they're like level 155 off yeah, of public matches. Yeah, no,
I feel you on that. I can't. Like, that's why I stopped playing.
Like Black Ops 4, I could play public matches.
There's just no way I could grind my way back up to the top
grind
playing
this game. And who knows the next game? Like, I'm just at the point where it's just like, all right, do I really want to go into next year? Like, and be like, all right, I'm for sure. I'm playing this. I'm gonna put an effort with the team. And then the game comes out. First month goes by, and it's like, yeah, yo, this shit's banging. And then fucking Cell's like, hey, guys, I found out a new way to snake. And then everybody in the fucking game's doing it, and I'm like, yeah, all right. This game was like a pre-aim bunny hop game in the first month. And then these fuckers were like, break the game, fucking. And then Joe Seacott's like, yeah, yo, not going to fix this shit. Hell yeah. And then it's like, bro, it was not fun. The game is mechanically broken. The perks don't work. The spawns are horrible. And this guy's just jumping in for dance. Like, literally, that's what it is.
Tell us how you really feel, Damon. Tell us how you really fucking feel.
I mean, yeah, fucking, I love telling how I feel. Like, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Damon is free. Yo, Austin goes. Yeah. Austin's so jealous.
Can't get fined.
Not second by the game.
Followed me. I don't give a fuck. Like, he fucked. They fucked the game up. Like, the game was good at first.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
What you need to do is, like, fucking have all the boomers who play pubs play, like, 100 Celliums, and, like, they will not fucking like the game, even if they're sitting in a window with their RPG. Dude, how'd you kill me? Like, oh my gosh, slid through my RPG. Oh, I can't mount up on the wall. You just snaked around a corner. Like, all the boomers would fucking hate the game, and, like, that's probably why the pros hate the game, because of how the boomers play, but, like, I don't know. We're playing competitive in a CDL. Like, it is a franchised year, man. Franchised year. And
oh, crying, dude.
Y'all were at the meeting where I said, when I remember the meeting, I was like, so basically, Warzone's going to come out and they're going to give zero fucks about the game. Warzone came out. I don't think there's been a single competitive update.
There has not.
Fucking Battle Hardened, when I played like a month ago, I was still getting full flash, full stunned. Fucking all right. Everything.
All right. Well, I think we've had your frustrations about the game.
Before any of these motherfuckers come in here and say it, because it's going to happen.
Okay.
All right, Damon. We've talked about this in private before, but people think that for whatever reason that I hate you, right? Because of what is now a very famous clip. Yeah, fuck you too, buddy.
I don't know why people. It's like, I don't know. You walked up and I don't know what your plan was, but like you got heat waved and you had a slug that didn't hit half the time.
I know, Damon. I know.
So much pain.
I don't get like how hate for me. Like, I feel like if anything, John would hate me for fucking heat waving. Well, like, he had an Argus and I heat waved him. He's behind me. Why would I hate
him? I'll take it as it happened. You were on Optic and Pac-Man looked like he got turned on to a person who doesn't play Call of Duty's eyes. So they hated him. They roasted him. There you go.
Anyway.
What's question three, John?
No, I had no question. Let's get the calls
in. Okay. All right. Let's bring some call-ins in, bro.
People were going to say stuff about this stupid Argus. Anyways, continue. Who are we going with first? Shit's ass. He's here every fucking week. Let's get this guy in here.
Oh, yeah. Shit's ass.
Shit's ass.
Oh, man. That was great, bro. Austin was in the chat.
Is, I don't know. Like, at least through Black Ops 4, like, I have, there's people at Treyarch that I connected with in Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
And, like,
that you can reach out to.
Openly, like, did shit, like they actively did things, and like this game, it's like, you know, someone said the other day, I read something that Clay did the other day, some other podcast. He was like, we have all the channels, everyone's done everything, we've been nice, we've been friendly, but like they don't do anything. Like, it sucks that I am not gonna play a Treyarch game because those guys are awesome. And don't get me wrong, there's probably awesome guys at IW, but like from the outside perspective on everything that's happened or hasn't happened in this game, it's like, I don't know, dude. Like, there's no reason for anyone to be happy, and there probably are good people there, but
yeah,
from what it looks like, is like no one gives a fuck. And
yeah, know. I just think people thought a little bit would change franchise year. But anyways, yeah,
exactly. It's like just super disappointing, really.
Yeah, we got our first call in. Yo, shit's ass. What's good, bro?
Yo, man, come on, man.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you're here every week. My question's for Karma, obviously. It's a simple one. It's just a team of players, and we'll make it 5v5 just so it can be for every game of players that you haven't teamed with.
I haven't teamed with?
Yeah, so players that you always wanted to team with. And try and make it, like, viable.
Give me, like, Donnie, Clay. This is assuming everyone's good at every game. Donnie, Clay, honestly, Kyler, and Bryce Shotzi. Give me all them. I don't fucking know. That sounds like a good team.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good team. Thank you, Shitaz.
Thank you for coming in. We'll see you next week, my brother.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, bro.
Come on, man. Fix the name, man.
Yeah.
Donnie has no chips. You know that, right?
I played with John Wills, yeah, but he would with me.
Oh, okay.
We'd get a chip with that team.
Yo, shout out to Shitaz, bro. He's in here every week. Every week.
I probably would have, like, mustered up a chip somewhere for Don, maybe. I don't know. In the games that we were going to team in, probably not.
It's Zinni. Zinni's in here. But he's double muted. What the fuck are you?
Zinni's an absolute idiot.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Zinni. What's up, man? We were just talking about how great you are.
Zinni, where are you from, brother?
Where are you from?
Hey, guys. I'm from home to New Jersey, currently in Toronto, the 6. Nice. My question for Karma. Hey, Karma.
Yeah.
So my question is, what made you retire? Was it your shit team or the game?
Oh, okay. Definitely, yeah, definitely both. All right.
Well, thanks,
Zinni. Thanks, guys.
Honestly, I probably still would have. Well, I could have been fucking winning. I probably would have quit.
Wait, really?
No way.
The game's horrible.
Nah, winning kills everything, though.
I don't think I would have been on a winning team, so it wouldn't have happened.
Listen, I'm not sure if I can comment on the game publicly like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm straight frying it, bro.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
I don't know. It's just like the game is like really fun when you're winning, and it feels like you're getting put in the ring with Mike Tyson when you're losing. Like it's like horrible.
It feels like a full year of Blitz. That's what it feels like. Just like,
yeah.
Remember how I used to play Blitz? Just what it feels like in Hardpoint now.
All right, we're going to get the next call-ins, and thank you for the question. The chat just clowned you, by the way.
That's fine. Have a good night, guys.
Good night, man.
So somebody in the chat went, he thought that was funny.
Honestly, like, I don't think I ever really got mad at anybody on my team, like, because, I mean, there were points where, like, I mean, maybe I didn't try or Jerry didn't try or, like, as a collective whole, we didn't try, but, like, I never was really mad at anyone for us sucking, because I never thought in the first place our team... I knew our team was going to be absolutely horrible at search. Like, Ian, Sam, and App in search, like, in
that's
previous
the diabolical
games, I'm sorry.
Dude.
It was never good. I was always good at search, and I couldn't even do well in this game.
That sounds like a nightmare, brother.
And, like, I knew it was going to be a problem. And then respawns, either we were going to be good at it or not, and... we weren't good at it in this
game. So your team was chalked. So, there's just no salvaging at that point.
I mean, like, we tried. It was, we should all get fucking gold medals for trying, because I think we tried, and it was just hopeless.
Yo, our next call-in's in here. Looney, what's up, dude? Where are you from?
I'm from a lot of places, bro. LA, Atlanta,
where are you currently residing?
Currently residing? In T-Dot.
Okay.
We call it T-Dot out here.
Trapped?
First things first, a little disappointed I didn't make the Damon team that of people he didn't team with. It's all good, though.
I'm sorry, Dan.
It's all good, though. My question, quick question, easy question. Why did you hate me for so long?
Oh, my God.
Because you were a dick.
What?
I'm sorry, Dan. You're a dick.
Got it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Imagine like Krim, right? Like, you were like Krim. Like, I feel like you acted like Krim in a way.
Without the chips.
Yeah, but like, even then, like, you just always like, I don't know, like some fucking.
Oh my God.
I don't even know. Like, you always have something to say, Dan.
He does. I remember that time where Dan was Dagger Dan.
Yeah.
He's calmed down now.
Yeah, and y'all are all soft.
Who's you all?
You. Who? All right, Pac-Man JT?
I think that's,
oh my god, he waved man. Me. That's why I got turned on. He waved me, soft ass.
All right, thank you, Dan.
I think throughout my time of playing, I just fucking couldn't stand people and shut the fuck up. Because I never talk shit. Like, I would never, like...
Wait, Damon, you dick talk... You realize that you're you talk shit to me, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Person, like, y'all be playing matches, and people are getting up, like, screaming at me. Like, I even fucking do the Gfinity, where I dropped, like, the 25 streak or whatever. I don't know who the fuck the kids are I was playing. They were talking so much shit to me. And then I got a 25 streak, and I just sat there like, shut the fuck up, man. I don't even know who you are. I don't know why you're talking. You won a map. Like, pipe down. Career. Like, people just talk shit, and it's like, dude, I'm not going to say I'm just too nice. Even though in my head I'm probably fucking smacking the shit out of you. But, like, I don't know how to yell at you. Like, that ain't me. I fucking hated people would talk, man. Like, just pipe down for real.
Well, thank you, Dan, right. For the question. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Damon shit talk to me was people were tweeting me like, yo, you shouldn't count Totino's. And then Damon goes, he should count. It's the only one he's going to get. And hated me ever since.
All right, Dan, thanks, bro.
Bye, peace, yo. You're ass.
Love you too, brother.
Oh, my God. His mic was loud.
I couldn't fucking yell at anyone. I always had someone to do it for me.
Damon would have hated to play with Clay then, no?
Nah,
because Clay would yell at him for me.
Yeah, that's who you like that.
Yo. As I said, fucking, you look at champs, Matt and Seth are fucking, I don't even know what they're doing, yelling at people, and I'm just sitting there like, high five.
Yo, Turtle, welcome to the show, dude. Where are you from?
What's up, guys? I'm from Jersey.
Nice, brother. What's your question?
So, what's... For all three, really, what's bigger, like, what weighs more in picking a teammate? Somebody that's a god at the game, but they're a real asshole and hard to deal with, or somebody that's a buddy of yours, they're open to ideas, but they're not
god at the game.
So
god of the game first.
God of the game.
No, huh?
You understand? Damn, do you?
Oh, babe. You play with someone who's an asshole, and you tell them if they're actually that good, you fucking roast them and make sure they're not. You tell them like, yo, if you, because like I said, dude, I was a little dick when I was a little kid, man. When I was coming up, like, I was good and I was an asshole.
Standing up.
And if that guy, this to anyone out there, and you're coming up, if you're good and you're an asshole and you don't change, no one's gonna play with you.
That's cap.
What?
If you're actually nasty, people will put up with you no matter how big an asshole you are. The problem is once you stop being actually nasty.
Damon, why are you standing up, bro?
Did Pierce die?
What do you mean? Pierce has chips.
But he's kind of an asshole to people. But I'm saying, no, but I'm just saying, like, why would you play with someone who sucks but is nice?
You wouldn't. That's what he's saying.
No. GT, my white. Oh, you were saying don't play with them.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys said to play with the bad guy. I'm like.
No. I'd rather play with an asshole that's godlike than a great
100%.
Guy.
100%. 1,000,000%.
And then you tell him to pipe down. And if he doesn't pipe down, well.
Yeah, you make a change later. But if a guy sucks, there's nothing you can do about it. He's a great guy.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, if he's good and he's an asshole, gets on a good team, and then he's still trying to be an asshole. It ain't gonna work.
Wait, how would you say that? So you said your whole Black Ops 4 team was fighting with Krim. Was Krim an asshole?
Yeah, but I think like some of it was valid.
Of course,
he's always been an asshole. Like I've dealt with that for like 5 years, and like, the best example is like, dude, like some days like they'll be arguing, and like, I hate to say it, but when some days him and Seth would argue, and like if the streams were on, like, dude, Seth was just chalked, right?
Yeah.
But like every day is like. If Krim would say something, I'd be like, Porter, shut the fuck up. Like, literally, shut the fuck up right now. Like, like, I don't know what you're saying. Don't be a pussy. I'm not going to be a pussy. Like, I'm not going to sit here. Like, we're going to play. We're going to go on. Next map starts. And, like, it's normal. Like, that's how it was if you argued with me.
Yeah.
That team was so toxic, bro. I cannot believe you guys stayed together that long.
But yes. I mean, winning cures everything, though, right?
But yes,
you,
dude.
I'll talk to you if you're winning.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't know. Me and Porter, just like, I don't know, that's how it was. Like, I don't fucking care if he said something to me.
Get the fuck the hell?
I'm going to the bathroom.
All right. Yo, but Turtle, you play with the guy who's better at the game 100% every time, and you just deal with it. Yeah, you teach him how to be a better human being and a nicer person. You have to. All right.
Wait, and before he gets back, since he's going to the bathroom, who's like the most toxic player that you team with that was actually nasty that you just put up with it?
I mean, I team with Haggy for when he was really good and when he was at his most toxic in Black Ops 2. I teamed with Haggy. Think about this. I teamed with Haggy after he won champs. And
So he wasn't listening to shit. You had to
Dude, he was really good. Like, he was the most toxic player I played with at that time. He was so fucking good. I thought he was the best player in the game. The second half of the game, actually, he was super good. But like, yeah, so if you said anything,
outweigh his talent right now.
What?
Toxicity outweighs talent.
Oh yeah, right now. Yeah. But like back in the day, it didn't, because Haggy was so good.
Yeah.
But like when Haggy would say something like, and you didn't listen, you were getting fried in Black Ops 2. This is how it was.
What?
But yeah. He asked me. John asked who I teamed with that was the most toxic. Clearly, your answer is Krim. I said Haggy in Black Ops 2 for me. What about you, John?
I mean, for me, mine was.
I didn't say Krim is the most toxic.
Oh, well, who's the most toxic then? Who was worse than Krim?
I mean, Haggy's right up there.
Yeah, but he was so toxic in that game.
I don't think he was like that far off the deep end when I was playing with him.
He was just really good, so it didn't when I played with him, so it didn't matter.
But I mean, definitely Krim. But like I said, like
winning, like he's just trying to win, and there's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like Krim sometimes like just got like way too like I don't know, but I think his thing was just like, you know, like the yelling thing, like getting mad at people, like, it just doesn't work with some people. But yeah, I mean, he's right, I guess, most toxic. I don't fucking know.
So was Sloss toxic to the teammates, or was he just more toxic to the other team he's playing?
He was toxic to himself, bro.
I don't know, dude. Sloth was kind of 50-50. He was just all over in a way.
Yeah, there's no way to just
roasting the other teams.
Yeah, there's just no way to describe Sloss. But yo, Turtle, thank you for the question, bro.
Yeah, no doubt.
Appreciate it, man. That was a good one. What are you laughing at?
Tommy said I subbed in and Krim was yelling at me for not knowing their strats.
Okay, we got like four more. Yo, Chilla Dex, what's up, man?
Chilla Dex. I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing great, dude. You got a great microphone, bro. Let me turn you down real quick. All right. Go ahead.
I'm living in Nevada, but I'm originally from Alaska.
What the? Where? Where? Where?
I feel like this American Idol audition. All right. What you got for us today?
Okay. Before I ask the question, let me preface this by saying I love Krim. I think he gets too much shit, but if you guys had traded him for a different player in Black Ops 4, do you think you could have won more?
Whoa.
I mean, I don't know, but like the only like things that make sense would be Arcides or Octane, right?
And you're not getting
like that. That's probably the only two, and it was never happening. But
yeah,
so but I mean, not?
Like probably those two, I guess.
Okay.
So no.
Yeah, no.
I haven't gotten anyone that would have actually made them.
It's a good question.
Let me rephrase. If you could have gotten Sam, do you think you could have won?
Well,
I don't know. Like,
yeah.
The only thing I'd say is I think it would have reduced the like. I think between Seth, Tej, and Brandon, like, I don't know. They just like always. Like, I think they were just against Porter. You know, like I said, I was kind of like in between, in the middle, and like they were all just kind of against each other. So like in terms of like maybe the vibes would have been better, and maybe it would have been better. I mean, it probably would have been better because playing was a fucking nightmare. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think Krim was actually that bad, but maybe we could have won.
Oh, well, thank you, Chilla.
Good question. Yeah. Wait, Damon, what was it like watching your team that you got, like the World War II team get last after you just got like dropped?
I asked him about that earlier.
What was it like watching a World War team?
Yeah, like when you just quit for good. Like, or not for good, but for good for that game. What was it like watching that team? Methods in them.
Mostly. We were watching that on the desk. We were just like, these guys, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that shit just didn't make any sense.
The team changes and makes it. Yo, big man on campus. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Work.
I like that name, bro.
Thanks. Quick question. Throughout all the years of like being pros and going through what you're going through in this dang game series after Black Ops 2, what made y'all still do it, and what made y'all still love it the most besides winning, of course?
Now you guys can go first.
Well, I mean, for me, the art of competing is something that, like,
yeah,
that's hard to shake. So, like, as someone who's retired now, the first thing I think for the first few months, the hardest part was like watching other people compete, watching other people win. Not that I was even winning anymore by the time I retired, but like just competing and doing something at the highest capability at your highest capability is fun, right? Like, it's just so much fun. You can't really replace it. Getting on every day and trying to get better. And once you lose, at least for me, the will to get better, it was just time. Like, well, it was time to retire.
Everyone's saying cash in the chat, and that's true. There's also $1 million tournament every year.
So, oh, yeah. Besides cash, I mean, yeah.
So, like, the cash opportunity at hitting a big payday, getting a championship, like, and we all love video games. We love COD, so.
Of course.
I think that all plays a huge part into it. But, yeah, I mean, it was continuously growing every year, so wanting to be a part of something and not leaving it before it gets huge was part of it as well. Like, because there was definitely times I wanted to quit, and I'm like, I can't quit now. This stuff's getting bigger and bigger. Why would I do that? A wild Bella out of nowhere. But yeah, I think Damon's busy right now, but I think he would say something along the same lines, brother.
What?
We'll enter in a second. Okay. Yeah.
What did you say?
He asked, what kept you competing so long? Like, the primary reason that kept you competing so long. I pretty much said the chance at winning cash and championships.
Yeah, I mean, the cash was nice, but I don't know. It was just like competing. Like,
yeah.
I've always just liked competing really in anything. But I don't know. If the cash was really that important, I would have fucking stuck out for like two more months. But
he's made his cash at this point. But I think that
I said I don't get a paycheck now.
I think that a lot of the people that play still played when there wasn't cash. Like, you started when there wasn't cash. All of us. Everyone. Like, when Ant and I first started, what was winning?
I used to pay more to go to an event than was possible to win at the event. So,
exactly. So, like, everyone says cash. But you, in order to get to that point, you had to start before that was even a possibility.
It's definitely like the cash is nice, but it was just like, I don't know. I liked playing Call of Duty for a long time, and now I feel like for me personally, I've just expanded, like, especially like PC gaming. And like I like playing so many more games now, whereas like, I don't know, 4 years ago I only played Call of Duty and like maybe some other console game, but now I don't know, I'm just kind of like over Call of Duty. Like, it there's nothing that like gets me excited to play it. It's like, all right, same thing this year.
Well, we have three more call-ins, guys, so we're gonna move on to the next one. Thank you, big man.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, and thanks for being my inspiration to esports. So I appreciate it, good Damon.
That's awesome, my brother.
No problem, man.
That was awesome. Good luck. That was a good dude. Alrighty. Alright, that guy, Volt, you are getting banned, my brother. Okay, next one. Alex, welcome to the stream, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing pretty well. What's your question?
Not too bad. So my question is, because there's been so much like beef between Slasher and Aches before, I was wondering if you guys could say what you got opinion on for who's the better player.
What? You lagged.
And I also, Oh, sorry. I'm trying to ask if Slasher or Aches is a better player overall.
Oh, okay. Slasher.
I mean, I nowadays I don't think that's a very difficult question.
Yeah, it's a weird question to answer. If I was to make a top 10 list of all time, I'd probably put Aches above Slasher.
Yeah, I was.
But, I mean, there's a lot of time being played in Call of Duty. Right now, it's not even close.
Yeah, I'm just, like, wondering, like, overall, basically, like, over their careers, like, and also just, like, at their peak.
I don't know. I'd probably take Slasher.
I don't know. I think I'd probably take Slasher, too. I mean, Aches does have two rings, right? That's fair.
Aches is great.
Yeah, no, of course. One of the GOATs. Austin's placings in Jetpack Champs are what, third, first, second? Like, we're talking about two of the greats. I would take Austin, though.
What about you, just Damon?
I mean, yeah, I guess Austin. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like hard to answer. Thank you, Alex. it's hard,
really
man.
Really weird question.
Appreciate
like,
you, Alex.
Like, in current days, yeah. Like, I mean, there's...
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's no other answer.
I mean, I would take Aches during Black Ops 1. Like, but like any, the way I'll put it is this: any game that if from the start of that game both of those players played it, I would take Austin.
A Ghost, I would take Pat.
Yeah, I would take Austin still because Austin was still really fucking good at Ghost. His team was just ass. Yo,
Pat's not a fucking idiot. Pat would he actually like? There's no way he likes playing Call of Duty anymore. But like,
no, he's like us, dude. It's Pat, just like, been so long. Dumb.
No, of course.
Yo, Ekaj, am I saying it right?
Jake. Yeah.
Oh, it's Pat's just Jake. Oh, okay. Oh, it's Jake backwards. There we go. All right, what's your question?
I wanted to ask the GOAT. I want to ask him if he could coach any CDL team right now, which one would it be?
Right now, probably NRG.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yo, sender Troy Hycal will be seeing your brother. All right, yo, Jake, thank you for the question, man.
Thanks.
That's a move for you, Damon, huh? Sheesh. All right.
What the fuck?
I don't know, though. I don't know. I told my stream earlier. It's like if I can do well streaming, like coaching. If I was like actually sitting there the whole fucking day, it would like just ruin all of it if I were to do well. So like, we'll see. Maybe I do try coaching a team. Maybe I don't.
Yo.
If I do, maybe I try doing it like replays. But who knows?
Oh, you didn't have two coaches. That's a move. You and Sender Troy Hycal. Yo, Sweat Poppy, welcome to the show. What's your question?
How you guys doing tonight? My question was, from all your perspectives, how has loyalty and companionship changed in the COD community? Also, is loyalty a major attribute of just being a champion?
In COD, I would say no. I don't think loyalty... is a major attribute to being a champion. However, how it's changed over time is people used to be loyal. Well, people were sketchy as hell in the beginning of COD, and then people became loyal to like their duo or their homie, and then a lot of people started to get held back by that person that they were a duo with, and then that has changed now, and it's like everybody does what's best for themselves individually.
That is facts.
Yeah.
I think dropped like fucking World War II. Like, it was scummy as shit.
Yeah.
And that's pretty recent.
Yeah.
That's true. So. Yeah.
I mean, there's people right now that are just...
dead, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, or don't ever trust anybody.
Yeah. That's facts. You got to put yourself in an undroppable position, bro.
Nobody.
Hey, I trust you.
Yeah, I trust you, John. Facts, brother. Yo, Sweat Poppy, yes. Thank you, man. All right. Well, this is a great episode, Damon.
I basically like got dropped after I carried and we lost to the artillery.
That is crazy to think about.
Might get smoked a lot, but I actually fried that event and then we fucking got artilleryed.
It happens, bro. But then you came back to the team and won the first event. So
true.
He's got three rings and didn't even compete at one. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That is insane, dude.
It's probably good I didn't, because like had, and I don't even know who won that. Like, that was like RKO out of fucking nowhere.
I remember being mind blown that whole tournament, bro.
Like, them to win, that was like 1 to 1,000 or however the odds were.
More had to be more. Well, Damon, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you, man.
All right, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. That was a lit episode. Who do you think is going to win this weekend?
I don't even know who plays this weekend, honestly. I cared about last weekend, and then this weekend is I don't know.
Will you watch?
No, I'll stream. Florida versus Paris. Let's see. Well, I would say wait, one question. Is Florida, both their wins, have they have a LAN tournament win? No,
online.
Okay, well, okay. Dallas versus London. You never know, but Dallas probably, but you never know. Because I don't really know with this game. And then you got OGLA versus Subliners. What did OGLA do last tournament they played?
They got top four, made it to the semifinals.
Top four? Honestly, I don't know how, but Subliners is a tough match for them. But who knows? I don't know. OGLA has like they've been pulling some magic, man.
Yeah, they have been.
I truly don't know how they're doing it, but and then Toronto Ultra versus FaZe, and they have Kleenex instead of Nick.
Yeah.
That is I don't know. That's
weird.
That's very weird.
It's like short notice and like just odd. I think they get smoked.
Yeah, but I don't know. Apparently Kleenex is nasty, but I mean I don't know, like.
We have to see,
like,
dude.
In these online matches, like some of these matches could go either way, but I don't think Toronto's that bad. But they are playing FaZe, so I don't know.
I think they'll lose that, and it'll just set them up for failure, dude. Because, like, if they lose that match, who do they play after that?
OGLA or Subliners?
So if they lose that, yeah, they play OGLA or Subliners. I think they lose back-to-back on that one. We'll see, though. But who do you have winning the whole thing? If you had to predict the final, like, who's going to make it? I have FaZe and Royal Ravens.
Well, you don't have... You're telling me the Royal Ravens winning the top group with the recent champs, Florida?
I mean, I have them taking out Empire, yeah, and...
Listen, Florida got Havoc, Caesar, Arrow, and whoever the new guy is online.
I have Florida not making it out of that.
Who's their fifth?
Awakening.
No, I already said him.
Oh, whoever the new guy is. My bad. Skies.
No, I already said him.
What the fuck? Skies. Arrow, Havoc.
Frosty. There you go. Frosty. What? I don't know. I feel like Florida. I feel like Florida has winners, but I feel like they have a very good online team.
All right. Well, we don't have a weekly clown this episode, guys. So with that. Well, somebody we name the clown of the week for doing something silly or stupid or something that deserves to be roasted. Do you have any suggestions, Chat or Damon? This week, nobody really did anything, bro.
What does the week mean?
Just since the last episode, so like the last 9 days or so.
I don't know when we did the last DM'd one.
I don't know. I think we did do one last Thursday, so it's been a straight-up week.
Last Thursday. For their situation with
classes. Damon for being late. That's true. He could be a week of clown for that.
I mean, it's nothing new. You should have expected me to be late.
Why is everybody saying Joe Seesaw, dude?
Ultra bench Nick this week.
I don't know. I think benching Nick, I don't know. I thought, at least personally, when I played, Nick was pretty good. And I think there was someone else they could have got. It could have been someone else.
If you were in charge of the Ultra.
Based on it, and listen, I love everyone. I got no hate for anyone. Don't need to anymore because I'm not playing. But at least I'm pacing, and what I've seen, it probably should have been Bance for Kleenex.
Yes, Bance has been
from the fried. Looking on the inside out, and that's what I thought. It was weird because, I don't know, scrimming, I feel like Ben played a lot different. But watching the matches, obviously, I never played him. But I just felt like his interactions and everything is... It was, like, really low, and I don't know. I feel like Nick was playing well. And the Kleenex, it probably should have been Kleenex for Ben. And then you get the speed, but I don't know.
So that's 2 weeks in a row Ultra's gotten it, and 3 weeks total in the, like, somebody affiliated with Ultra has gotten
Aqua Team killing. The season.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for all tuning in. Thank you, Damon. Appreciate you, bro. This is a great episode. Everybody who's watching on YouTube, make sure you leave a like. If you're in the audio version, make sure you go leave a rating. And if you are watching this live and you come here every single week, we appreciate you very much. So I'm going to figure out somebody to host, and we'll see you guys next week. And shout out to the GOAT for stopping by. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Damon, for stopping by, brother.
Peace, everyone.
Thank you.
Love you guys.